They will receive a flag, neatly folded, with the stars looking skyward.
They will receive the correct and martial greeting of impeccable superiors wearing pressed uniforms.
They will receive a wet and moaning embrace from the comrade in arms whose sobbing will tell them in their ears.
He was a good companion. He was a hero.
They will get a minute of silence, and then the furious roar of blank bullets announcing the departure of the great at once.
And the ritual will be repeated again and again till exhausting itself as a battered gramophone record.
And the planes will continue ringing coffins like Chinese shoes in port.
They will get speeches. They will get medals.
They will receive the respect and the pride of a grateful nation.
But they will never get to know for sure the real reason by which they lost their children.
We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality, judiciously as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities which you can study too. And that's how this thing's gonna sort out. We're history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left just to study what we do.
Just give me a fucking faith-based thing. Got it? Karl Rove.
We're not discussing reality as a seed upon the wind or the lockstep march of freedom, as our cause is just a cause, not the cause of all mankind. No relationship between the collapse and streets paved with gold. We build a house, becomes a ruin, left open to the wind and spilling heat, not communities. We've marked our speech with sharp retorts, less secure in the arc of cause and effect. We cannot guide the storm. Or pause, there remains a higher order left upon the land. This wonderful land of 136 years of successful foreign policy, excepting one Sunday in 1941, then awakened to danger, waiting for this dumb mouth to speak. We respect your faith. Its teachings are good and peaceful. Those who commit evil in the name of America blaspheme America. So together we can seize this moment in history. Let's build our defenses beyond challenging. Let's write a perfect poem to God.
Freedom Bird!
Freedom Bird!
My platoon leader also gave me the curtains, the stairs, the bathrooms, the doors, the carpet, the roof, everything. Even the guys working behind the front counter. They were garbage. And I guess he thought we had to go back out again the very next day to that same hotel for a retake. Take two. We called it in and waited for EOD to show up and blow it up, which they told us could take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. So we all sat around in the sun and waited and waited. Lifted. Abrams was not prepared for what met him inside the gates. Naked. It looked like a giant steel haystack. Big country. Lying on a litter. And the beat goes on. Breaking bunkers. Pooches, perceptions and icons. America, a mythical concept. Its reality becomes a process of counting days, hours, minutes, and seconds until one throws down and climbs aboard a Freedom Bird, where it is safe, clean, and comforting. Thank you.
you all for coming. We're the New Philadelphia Poets. We're up here from Philadelphia, reading in New York. And we have some stuff up here, some of our work. And come up and chat. We'd love to meet you all. And thank you all again for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.